on one color we could?
Yeah.
Will, you good?
So we are.
Alright. Good evening, everyone. We'll start our meeting with our pledge to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Ramsey Smith.
Present.
Dr. Enix.
Present.
Ms. Squiatek.
Present.
Ms. Leon. Dr. Van Wert.
Present.
Ms. Wilhelm.
Present.
And Mr. Plum.
Present. Thank you. So before we get started, on behalf of City Council, I would take a moment to acknowledge and recognize our Boy Scout Troop 302 from First Presbyterian Church in Bethlehem. The Scouts are working on their citizenship in the community merit badges, so we hope you find tonight's meeting somewhat insightful. And like I said, I think I speak for most of us, we'll be here, all of us, we'll be here after the meeting if you have any questions for any of us. So thanks for coming out. So the approval of the minutes from the February 7, 2023 meeting. Any comments on the minutes?
Mr. Cologne, there is a misspelling of a name on pages 6 and 17. Nathan Urban is the provost of Lehigh. He spoke and then was referenced again. It is actually spelled U-R-B-A-N, and in the minutes it is spelled I-R-V-I-N. So that just needs to be corrected, pages 6 and 17.
So I believe we need a motion. So are you making a motion to amend the minutes?
Yes, I make a motion to amend the minutes to correct the spelling of Nathan Urban's name on pages 6 and 17.
I second.
All right, second by Dr. Enix. Any discussion? We will call the roll on the motion to correct the spelling of Mr. Urban's name in the February 7 minutes.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Squiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Thank you, Ms. Squiatek, for catching that, by the way. So public comment, we will start as we normally do with a public comment. To start with anything not being voted on this evening with a 5-minute time limit. Just a reminder to our YouTube audience, if you start the meeting after 7 p.m. and you want to watch live, you can scroll ahead to the most current portion of the meeting. So we will start with anyone who had signed up in advance, and then I'll go around the room and open it up. So our first person signed up tonight. I apologize if I'm misreading. I believe it's Mark Demmel from Reddington Road. I greatly apologize, sir, for how I misread that.
That's okay. My writing's not good anymore. The wrists don't work like they used to. Up here?
Yes, please.
My first time here.
Welcome.
Now, thanks for doing this. Thanks for having us. I am here to talk about the Bethlehem landfill. I would imagine that you don't answer questions, do you?
You would be correct, sir. This is for you to make any comment on anything you'd like to, but you can talk individually with any of us after the meeting if you'd like.
Okay. Well, I was curious as to if there was any notification on the land being sold, 275 acres, that they want to expand and clear cut the forest and expand the dump. I don't know how many of you were aware of that, but when I called City Hall, the girls I talked to, nobody knew nothing about it. I'm not really sure what to say here. Our good spokesperson is at home, got sick. Anyway, I hope that you guys find a way to involve yourself with trying to stop this dump expansion, because that's what we need. It's a disaster, and it'll be a disaster for years to come. I just came down here. I live on Reddington Road out past the hill climb, and when I came down Apple Butter Road, it stinks tonight. It's a daily battle. The road is dirty. The back road is dirty. And we need to put a stop to it. If you care about the kids, I mean, kids are, should be number one. The river, the canal, you can stand over at the Lowe's on Freemansburg Avenue and look out and see the top of the dump now. And they want to expand it again. So I know it's kind of not your jurisdiction. It's Lower Saucons, and they really kind of put the screws to us with the actions that our town council took in rezoning the land. And they're trying to swift it through. But for your information, I mean, you should look into it, review it, and find out exactly what's going on with it, and find out if you can help. And there is a public hearing on it on the 27th, beginning at 9 a.m. at the CYCO Fire Hall, and the public is invited. Anybody can come, no matter where you live. If you use the D&L Trail, the Lehigh River, the canal, the towpath, the road, no matter what you do, if the dump affects you in any way, shape, or form, you can come and testify at this hearing. And it would bring great joy to my heart to know that you guys care enough to come try and help put a stop to it and keep it under control. That's all I got.
Thank you, Mr. Herbsman. Thank you for coming out. Our next speaker signed up this evening is Paul Fondle.
I'm here with concerns regarding the proposed construction of Hanover Apartments. Traffic, there is a very dangerous intersection, high crash area at Hanover Avenue, West Broad Street, and Club Avenue. In 2016, a petition was containing over 200 names requesting that this intersection be studied for safety reasons was presented to both Allentown and Bethlehem. The petition recommended the installation of skid-resistant macadam, rumble strips, or grooves, along with warning signs. The only the warning signs were erected. The intersection remains very dangerous, not only to vehicle traffic, but also to pedestrian traffic. The addition of 317 apartments in the area with a potential of 550 plus cars will surely escalate the problem. This is too many apartments and buildings for an 8.74 acre lot. Also, Allentown is adding apartments to the south end of Juanita Street and the former Banco property, which means more congestion. Too many apartments. This is out of the norm for West Bethlehem, Lehigh County. All of the apartment buildings in West Bethlehem are three-story buildings. Examples, Parkview Apartments on Club Avenue, Lehigh Plaza Apartments in Westgate Drive, and Riverview West at Lehigh Street. Those are just examples of apartments that were built recently. The proposed Hanover Apartments in Bethlehem should mirror the Riverbend apartment, three stories on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Allentown. That development blends in with the neighborhood, and that's what we hope these apartments eventually will do. And I have the petitions here that was sent out 2016. And it was delivered to Bethlehem in June of 2016, and it was delivered to Allentown in July 22nd in 2016. The woman that started this petition was in an accident at that corner where her car was demolished, and she ended up having surgery on her neck. She was so worried about going back to work that she, you know, decided this is enough for me. Halfway through getting this petition signed, she left Bethlehem and she moved back to Washington State, where her parents are from. And another woman in our area, she had the same thing happen to her. Her car was demolished, but she didn't get hurt. Then I understand that there was a motorcycle accident there where the man lost his leg. And there was another accident when an elderly woman was helicopter out of the spot because she was hit so bad. The telephone poles are constantly being hit from PPNL, and this is why we're really against this massive building of apartments. We want them to be down to three stories and build it like the Riverbend apartments in Allentown, which I walked through and I thought it was a place that I wouldn't mind living. And I just have something to give to you ahead of time. Allentown, where the city line goes through, is one quarter of the area.
Can we keep this, Mr. Paul?
You can keep it. And Bethlehem is three quarters. All of the apartments are in Bethlehem except a little sliver. And I just think that we should pay more attention to what's going on there. We're having the meeting with the zoning board.
Mr. Fondle, do you mind just going to the microphone so it picks you up, please? Thank you.
Thank you. We have a meeting with the zoning board tomorrow night, and they want to expand the length of the buildings, and we are definitely against that because it's such a massive, massive building, five stories building with parking underneath, which makes it six stories, and I just ran out of time.
Well, thank you for coming out this evening, Mr. Fondle. Our next speaker who signed up this evening, Mary Jo McCool.
Good evening. I want to also address the apartment complex. It is totally out of sorts for the area. I want to show what the houses on Grandview Boulevard, which is directly behind, look like. This is the first house from Broad Street. That's my home. This is the rest of the block. They're all one or two-story homes. That's going to the south end of the block. That's my home. And that's the first house. Those apartments just do not fit in that area. It's just way, way massive for what they're proposing. The other thought with the height of the building, we have concerns about the length of the building, as Paul said. City ordinance allows 180 feet. These are all well over 200 feet, each one. That's just way, way too much. We have concerns about emergency vehicles being able to get around. That's just, the land could be better used for something else. I have given thought to whether or not any of the infrastructures in Allentown or Bethlehem can handle the water, the sewer, the emergency response time, whether there's enough personnel to man these, because you have that many more residents. They're going to be studio, one bedroom, two bedroom, 317 apartments, over 550 parking spaces. That's just way too much traffic for that area. And that traffic problem I'll be in my house almost 37 years this coming, or 36, moved in 87, October of 87. That area has been a problem ever since I moved in, and even before. When it was the car dealer lot, he actually had to move his cars back, the new cars back, because the cars there were accidents, and they almost totaled brand new cars. So there needs to be something done to this. Children are playing in the streets now. There's no place for the children in the neighborhood to park at all. So If there is anything you can do to help us out, we would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for coming out, Ms. McCool. Our next speaker signed up this evening, Laura Ray.
Hello, thank you for having us. I'm also going to talk about the landfill expansion being proposed for the Bethlehem landfill. So give you a little bit of history because you wonder what does it have to do with you guys because it's in Lower Saucon. But originally it was owned by Bethlehem long ago and eventually a corporation took it over, IESI, and now it's under Waste Connections. But while that was happening, Bethlehem still owned a couple of adjacent properties. And in 1994, Mayor Ken Smith put scenic and conservation easements on those properties. So there was a Helms property, which is 66 acres, and a former Bethlehem Steel property, which is 142 acres. So this was to be buffer land, and it was specifically set aside to be protected with these easements, and it was in rural agricultural zone, and the city would only do activities that were permitted in rural agricultural. Also stipulated in the easement is that they would not engage in any landfill activities on these properties. There is also an 8-acre additional woodlands easement meant to preserve some undisturbed woodlands. In 1998, there was a purchase option sold by the City of Bethlehem for $10,000, and it gave the landfill the first right of purchase on these properties. Fast forward to 2002, Mayor Reynolds utilized this option and sold the land now to this Waste Connections Corporation. So Lower Saucon Township is changing the zoning. They went ahead and made a zoning change. So the landfill in the township seemed that they want to move quickly to break the conservation easements that were placed on these properties. When the easements were placed on the properties, it created a public trust with all the residents in the Lehigh Valley, and then specifically the DNL Canal and Heritage Corridor were specifically named in these easements as a beneficiary. So this is not something that should be easily broken. I don't believe it was the intent when the city created and made these easements back in 1994. They are meant to be in perpetuity. They're recorded on the deeds, and how easements work is no matter who owns the land, they stay with the land. I have easements on my property because I don't want them to be developed ever. So the group I'm with is the Citizens for Responsible Development for Lower Saucon Township, and we would like to have the City of Bethlehem take a position in support of these easements on the property. As Mark had said before, there's a conditional use application before us for this putting landfill onto these conserved properties, which is Monday, March 27th at 9 a.m. They also have the zoning hearing board's hearing set for that same day at 7 o'clock p.m. So we'll be spending the whole day and night in hearings. I think there's a whole nother reason why the city should be concerned, and I doubt if the landfill came and said anything to you regarding the sewage treatment plant. So there's a lot of leachate that comes out of the landfill. It varies from month to month. I've seen totals go from 800,000 gallons on the low end, if we're having a drought, up to 1.8 million gallons per month are going to the Bethlehem treatment plant. In December, it was 1.6 million gallons. So if they're going to take 200 acres and clear cut these to expand landfill, I haven't seen any calculations, but, you know, just in layman's guess, I would say the amount of leachate coming down to the treatment plant is going to greatly increase. Are they prepared for that? Can they handle that? What's going to happen? The plant is meant to treat biological waste, and that's not what goes into the landfill. Harmful materials like ceramic waste, contaminated soil, sewage sludge, asbestos, radioactive material, pharmaceutical waste, and industrial chemicals are coming in there daily. So when this comes down to the treatment plant, they can't properly treat for all those things. So that gets dumped into the Lehigh River. So that should be a big concern to the city of Bethlehem. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out tonight. Our next speaker who signed up this evening, Alex Hirsch.
Alex Hirsch, 738 Center Street. I'm here to speak about the residential parking program that is a city ordinance and enforced by the Bethlehem Parking Authority. As of today, I'm up to 221 days since I've been able to legally park as a property-owning part-time resident of the city, which I think is ridiculous, and yet here I am, coming up on, I guess, two-thirds of a year. Of note, yesterday was a holiday, and again, the Parking Authority did not enforce residential parking zones citywide, and as far as I know, perhaps the police chief could speak to it if I'm wrong, the city did not descend into anarchy, looting and pillaging. I believe the same number of vehicles were roughly parked in the city as they are on any other day. But those people were allowed to simply park where it was convenient and legal, but convenient, irrespective of their residential permit status and zone and paperwork. I would like to ask City Council to please consider enacting a complete and total hiatus of residential parking permit, of the residential parking permit ordinance, whatever time window makes sense to you guys, if it's a week, on a week by week basis, a month, citywide. It would be no different than what happens on every Sunday in the city and every holiday in the city. And I suspect no different than happens on any other day in the city, except that the Bethlehem Parking Authority will not be parasitically feeding off of the citizens of the city. I'm not in any way suggesting that there shouldn't be parking regulations. I think fire lanes too close to the intersections, spots for folks with disabilities, anything. Private spots, driveways, not blocking driveways, all those make sense and are fundamental to just good society. What doesn't make any sense is ticketing people throughout the city because they're not in their block. So again, I know it might seem like an outlandish request, but if you take a look at it, it's no different than any Sunday or any other holiday, and I suspect no different at all. The only difference will be they will have a lot more time to enforce the other parking rules and perhaps have some budgetary issues when they stop being able to collect all those fines. That's really it. Thank you. And I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you, Mr. Hirsch. Next person we have signed up tonight, Hal Worth.
I live at 525 6th Avenue in Bethlehem. I'm also here to talk about the impact of this city interaction with the new proposal to double the size of the Bethlehem landfill and extend its life for decades. And that antiquated technology sort of front and center for, you know, for waste handling both in the Lehigh Valley and especially for outside interests. As you probably know, the landfill receives more waste from out of state than in. The old joke from the environmental group was that Pennsylvania used to say America starts here, but the real truth is America dumps here. And the city's role in this project, which is being rushed through in Lower Saucon Township by a council that had enormous support from the landfill company for their campaigns to run for the council. There are already areas near the landfill where drinking water, groundwater is not safe, and the city had to provide drinking water to some of those areas. The rest of the people in Lower Saucon Township think that they live far enough away from the landfill that they won't have to deal with the issues. That's probably an illusion, and they are actually all betting their property on the future of this facility. But allowing it to double its size and continue doing all of the damage that it's been doing for so many years is truly wrongheaded. Now, the city's complicity with that is also pretty scary, because the city actually built the landfill and built it, I guess, cleverly in one sense, both downwind and downstream from the city and the steel mill. But it was, of course, adjacent to a number of the steel company's dump sites also. This conservation easement that was placed on the land seemed to be something that would be protective of both the Lehigh River and of one of the largest forested areas alongside the river in the whole course of the river. But it was apparently targeted by the landfill company early on at some point, and I don't know why the land was actually deeded over, and I think council needs to know this to defend the citizens of Bethlehem from what we're being sort of a partner to. On September 26th of this year, I believe the previous speaker misspoke. It was in 2022 that the contract for this landfill expansion area, which used to be a conservation easement area, or still is, but it looks like they plan to somehow withdraw that. All of that is very, very much in the city's interest. And there are several simple reasons why. One is the already mentioned tie between the city and the sewage treatment plant. And the capacity of the landfill will grow, the amount of water from its expansion will grow. There'll be more waste handling, and that will be at the city's expense. And I assume they'll be able to charge the landfill. But this is not an industry that we want to take on or encourage to expand. The most important part is that landfills are a terrible blot on the society and an antiquated technology. We'll always have to dump some things, but right now we dump into them primarily organic material, which then is buried over and decays anaerobically and generates methane. The landfill was supposed to have methane collection technologies, but as I understand it, they are not working now, and they're going to start over again or something. But this means that the greenhouse gases that we might be trying to save with our climate action plan are going to be multiplying rapidly with all the trash that's going to be handled at this landfill. As they basically dump trash into it, it decomposes anaerobically, turns into methane, escapes from the landfill, possibly causes other damages and stuff. And the city is sort of inextricably linked to this, and we need to move this landfill away from business as usual and antiquated 20th century technologies, divert most of the waste from it, and actually not encourage it to expand. The county of Northampton now receives 4 tons of waste for every citizen in the county dumped into the county every year. 4 tons per person in Northampton County, 330,000 people get each, but 4 tons each for the three large landfills that take in this waste from our sister states that are more than happy to let us be the chumps. And Bethlehem is itself on the, how shall I say it, on the hook for this, whether we like it or not. It's adjacent to us. Our recreation, our, you know, our quality of life, everything depends on getting this thing out of the hundreds of trucks that come every day full of trash. That is not the future that we want for the young Boy Scouts or anybody else.
Mr. Worth,
for listening. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
So that concludes everyone who had signed up previously to speak. So again, this is public comment on anything not being voted on, so anyone could speak on anything you'd like. I'll go around the room, starting to the left. Is there any, I got a lot of blank stares from the Boy Scouts. You don't have to, don't feel compelled to come up. I will turn to the center. Is there anyone in the center? Mr. Shire?
Bill Shire, 1890 Eaton Avenue. Tonight, four diverse comments. About 18 years ago, the city worked with Lower Saucon Township to prevent the FAA from replacing its airport radar tower up on South Mountain. It would add a revolving red beacon. And city worked with the township together to prevent that from happening. The replacement radar ended up at the airport where the preceding one was. So maybe the two can work together again to find a satisfactory solution to the landfill problem. About Mr. Hirsch, he's a property owner and part-time resident, and because he's only a part-time resident, he cannot get a parking permit because he's only a part-time resident, even though he's a property owner. That's kind of ridiculous. About Hanover Apartments, that problem comes about partly or greatly because of a, if you will, a zoning glitch. The property is zoned CL, limited commercial, sometimes known as neighborhood commercial. And the idea is that properties such on a busy street would have limited commercial. But it's not, almost 9 acres. And the zoning applies, evidently, to the entire lot. Should have been subdivided with the just the street properties being CL, and the rest of them zoned residential commensurate with the adjoining neighborhood. However, that's not the case. So the end result is you're going to have six-story buildings overlooking the absolutely charming neighborhood right next to it. And finally, I want to acknowledge the presence of so many scouts and their leaders. As a former scout myself, I of course feel that it's a very worthy institution. And so in the spirit of the occasion, let me do a little advertising for the scouts by repeating the Boy Scout model, which for some reason I still remember. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Thank you.
Well done, Mr. Shire. Is there anyone else in the center who wanted to make comment? Mr. Antalics? And then, sir, behind Mr. Antalics next.
Stephen Antalics, 77 Ridge. The morning after the last council meeting, I had a very interesting and extremely informative phone conversation. And in relaying it to you, I will do it in a narrative form because I feel obliged to do this. A retired police officer was at a local convenience store. being a retired police and being well trained, he was able to size up situations. He observed two young men caught his attention because they are acting strange. And by acting strange, he noticed they were casing the joint. And being well trained, he knew what was about to happen. So he made himself obvious to the two men and pulled back his jacket to reveal a revolver. Didn't say a word, but just revealed the revolver. The two shaky individuals noticed it and ran out of the store. Now, let's assume, and also that officer did his annual certification, although he was retired, the certification that policemen do every year, to be a responsible owner of the weapon. Now, let's look at the scenario. If that officer came before, rather was on the agenda to purchase his weapon, and everyone voted no, what would have happened? Would there be bodily injury? Could there have been a murder? So I think personal opinions are important, but should be carefully stated when they smack in the face of public welfare. So, take that into account, and I hope that's educational to place public welfare above public personal opinion, because personal opinion in some cases should be handled privately, not in a public forum, because in the past one personal opinion created chaos in three council meetings. Also, to support Mr. Shard, I was almost struck by an automobile who ran a red light. And luckily I swerved, and I have a red streak on my door by the oncoming car. So I stopped paying attention. The average speed on Hell to Hill going north is about 50 to 60 miles an hour. I observed a number of cars running red lights and also going through stop signs. Why do they do it? And the most logical answer I have is they know they will not be apprehended. So, take advantage. So, I suggest that Chief Cott and look into the matter, and she's well-intentioned, and I think it might be good advice to actively at selected intersections strongly police these activities, which might result in people saying, hey, wow, I can't afford this kind of ticket. But I think, as Mr. Shar has mentioned a couple of occasions, his points are well taken because he's observed the same situations. So I think in interest of public, this matter may need to be looked into.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Antalik. The person in the second row.
Hello, good evening. Chris Devlin, 258th Avenue, West Bethlehem. I'm a skateboarder, and I skate at the skate plaza almost every day. And I was hoping that the city would reopen the restrooms over there. There's no facilities. So there's a sign on the door that says it was closed due to destruction. I don't know if that means like destruction and they're waiting for repair people to come fix it, or destruction like the people who use the skate park are being punished for the destruction that others caused, like now we don't deserve a bathroom or something. That's all. I just hope you would reopen the restrooms, because some people are taking matters into their own hands over there. You got a lot of kids skating, so I think it'd be in everybody's best interest. Cool. Thank you. I yield my time.
Thank you, and thank you for coming out. Mr. Alcohol, the gentleman over here, would be able, maybe after the meeting, if you're able to stick around, might be able to give some insight or follow-up, you know, later on about why those are closed and what the status of that is.
Okay, even like a port-a-john or something.
So if you can hang out to after the meeting, by all means.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the center who hasn't had a chance to speak here?
I just had one thing.
Ms. McCool, I'm sorry, we offer everyone one courtesy of the floor.
I just want to extend an invitation to the representatives here to come to the neighborhood and walk it to see what's being proposed and what is it and what's there. And then you'll get a feel for why we have such a passion against it.
Understood. And thank you for the invitation, Ms. McCool. In the back.
Stacy Redfield, business owner and citizen in Bethlehem, in support of the landfill. I drove that road a lot. I almost got killed by trucks head on. And just as a reminder, we have 174 different varieties of Doritos. We really don't need that many. Keep the Cool Ranch, but I'm sorry. We got to cut down on some of our consumption here. Anyway, lots of history here tonight. I'm here to add to that. My passion is the Housing Authority, and I have been over the budget a bunch of times. They always say you don't use math after high school. I'm sorry, you do. And math was not my subject. History was really more my thing. So just to give you a little history, Pembroke Village was built in 1918. It was built for the steelworkers. It was last updated in 1988, 35 years ago. And anyone who's driven out Pembroke Road knows what it looks like. It's not the shining example of Bethlehem. It is also a historic district. 1988 was named a historic district. I'm not sure if this historic district of Bethlehem handles that. I don't know why it was named a historic district. I'm assuming that there was some tax incentive to do that, some reason for that. But anyway, so it is a historic district. Also, one thing that I want to note, in Pembroke Village, in 1999, a house sold for $75,000. It was just listed for $200,000. So the increase in affordable living in the affordable housing has doubled, more than doubled. It's just a couple things I want to like note on that. A $195,000 house comes with a mortgage of about $1,300 a month, and that does not include taxes and all of your other expenditures along with that. It would be wonderful. The city of Allentown took down and upgraded their affordable housing areas known as the projects. Why did they do that? Because they wanted to give the people who lived in that development dignity, to have a nice place to come home to. The people that are living in the Pembroke Village since 1918 could use a little dignity too. And it would be nice to see some of the money that we want to put into building new, brand new affordable housing, put into some of the housing we already have. that could be expanded on to give those people dignity too. They've been here longer. I believe they have some seniority. I also want to add that I'm very confused at the direction of Bethlehem. I've lived in the Lehigh Valley my entire life. Bethlehem has always been like something you strive to move to. I grew up in Catasauqua. I grew up with government cheese and butter. I mean, I know what it's like to be poor and have homemade clothes. And we always admired the people who lived in Bethlehem because we thought that they were like wealthy. That was what you did. You grew up, you became somebody, and you moved to Bethlehem. And here I am. I'm living in Bethlehem. I'm so excited. I'm living the dream. I love downtown Bethlehem. The Moravian Church, awesome, beautiful. I'm so excited for what's happening on Main Street. All these programs came. We have Lourdes, we have Chris, we have an enterprise zone, we have opportunity zones. They're all successful. People are moving into Bethlehem. They're bringing jobs, people are making money. They can afford to live here. We're still $50,000 under the national average in terms of housing. So please don't lose sight of that. We developed all those programs. We brought them here to make the city better. And now what we're focusing on is affordable housing. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out this evening. Is there anyone else in the center who wanted to make comment on anything not being voted on tonight? I turn to the right. Anyone to the right who hasn't had a chance to speak yet? All right, that concludes our first public comment. Thank you, everyone. Moving on in the agenda to our second public comment. So this is for any ordinances or resolutions that are being voted on this evening. There is one person signed up. Sir Ozimek, did you want to speak on something we were voting on tonight, or did you cover it already in...
Can I skip and get on the list later?
Well, we're going to be moving on through the agenda, sir. We're more than welcome to speak to us after the meeting, if you'd like. Or did you want to...
I should stick around, sir, this morning.
So Mr. Ozimek, did you want to make comment now on something being voted on tonight?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of new at all of this to me.
That's all right. A lot of us are.
I don't know if this is being voted on or not, but water filtration plant, SCADA system, UPS upgrade, I'm not sure what that means or what that entails. But again, referring to that and the landfill matter, hopefully it does something to catch what is being dumped into the Lehigh River and escaping the filtration system. Basically, that's all I got because I really didn't research it. So I'm not sure what that's about. But it's good you're doing upgrades. I see the crane down there every day going up and down doing work. So...
Thank you, Mr. Ozimek. Okay. You're welcome to come back anytime or reach out to any of us, you know, whether after the meeting or you can send any of us an email if there's something you want clarification on later on, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So I'll go around the room again. This is for anything being voted on tonight's agenda. Anyone to the left? Are we sure? All right. I turn again to the center. Anyone who wants to make comment on anything being voted on tonight? And I turn to the right. All right, that concludes tonight's public comment. Thank you, everyone. Moving on to communications, communication 6A.
Memorandum dated.
Oh, excuse me. Again, a little out of practice. Old business. Any old business from members of council? Seeing none, we'll move on to communications. Communication 6A.
A memorandum dated February 2nd, 2023, with an attached resolution and exhibit from Tiffany Wismer, DCED business manager, requesting the destruction of records from the Department of Community and Economic Development. Business manager has reviewed the Municipal Records Retention Act
and the records listed on the exhibit fall within the categories where destruction is permitted.
And a resolution will be placed on the March 7, 2023 agenda. Communication 6B.
The February 8, 2023 memorandum with an attached resolution from Edward Bastola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with Keystone Engineering Group of Fraser, PA. The contract is to evaluate and recommend system upgrades for the SCADA uninterruptible power supply at the water filtration plant. Contract cost is $8,200 and completion is expected by June 30th of 2023. There are no renewals.
And resolution 10B is on tonight's agenda. Communication 6C.
Memorandum dated February 7th, 2023 with an attached resolution from Michael Alcall, Director of Public Works, recommending a contract with Garden State Fireworks Incorporated of Millington, New Jersey, to provide the 4th of July fireworks show on July 4th with a rain date of July 5th. Cost is $33,000. There are no renewals.
Resolution 10C is on the agenda. Communication 6D.
February 16, 2023 memorandum with an attached resolution from Michael Alcall, Director of Public Works, recommending a contract with Herbert, Roland, and Grubick Incorporated of King of Prussia. Contract was entered into in January of 2022 with this firm for $23,859 to design improvements to the Johnson Drive Detention Basin Project. Amendment number one is an additional $4,440, which will add limited engineering oversight services during construction. Total cost will now be $28,299. Completion deadline is December 31st, 2023. There are no renewals.
And resolution 10 is on the agenda. Moving on to reports, I don't have anything to report this evening. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Spurk will make some comments on the landfill history and the facts of that situation in a moment. I have three administrative orders. The first one is I hereby appoint Tracy Ernst Samuelson, 2812 Westminster Road, Bethlehem, PA, 18017, to the Redevelopment Authority. This appointment is effective through March 2022.
Administrative order for Tracy Ernst Samuelson, Redevelopment Authority, resolution to confirm is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Any discussion on the appointment? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kliatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0.
Thank you. I hereby reappoint Tracy Oskovich, 228 Aurora Street, Bethlehem, PA, 18018, to the Redevelopment Authority. This appointment is effective through March 2028.
Administrative order for Tracy Oskovich, Redevelopment Authority. Resolution to confirm is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kliatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0.
Thank you. And I hereby reappoint Sharon A. Brown, 234 East Gep Street, Bethlehem, PA, 18018, to the Fine Arts Commission. This appointment is effective through March 2026.
Administrative order for Sharon A. Brown, Fine Arts Commission. Resolution to confirm is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll on the appointment.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kliatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0.
Thank you, Mr. Colon. Mr. Spurk?
Yeah, I believe we sort of discussed this, I think, at a previous committee meeting, just with some of you, concerning the land adjacent to the landfill. And essentially, the city gave up any right or any legal authority to control what happens on that land back in the 1990s, two ways, with an easement and then with an option. Just briefly, easements are rights in the land of somebody else. Option is a promise to sell somebody else your land. If I owned an easement, if I owned a property alongside a lake, the guy behind me had to go some long route to get to the lake and he'd like to cut through my yard, and he'd like to have the right to do that, and he'd like to have the right to do that for him and his kids and his grandkids and the next guy who owns the property. He'd ask me to give him an easement, which would give him not
my property, but rights across my property. And if I ever built a wall, it would be for him to go to court and enforce the easement, or his kids or his grandkids or the next person he sold it to. In this case, back in 1994, the city gave to the Lower Saucon Township an easement over all this land that said, essentially, it would never develop past what it was. And that easement was perpetual, it's still in place. We gave up our right to control what happened in the land, and we gave it to Lower Saucon Township for all time. So just like the neighbor of the place on the lake, if ever there attempts to be any sort of development on that land, Lower Saucon has the power, absolute power, to stop, because they hold the easement. We haven't since 1994. Then in 1998, the option, city had been in the landfill business, city sold the landfill in 1998. In addition to that, the city gave an option. They sold it for $26 million. And that bought the landfill company the landfill, and also bought them an option to buy the adjacent land around the landfill at any time they or their successors wanted to, for the price of $10,000. If I owned a bar and there was a parking lot next door that I wanted, and the guy said to me, I want to buy the parking lot, but I don't have the money now, but I might in 6 months, can I buy an option from you to keep the property available? We did the same thing in 1998 when we sold the landfill. We gave the landfill company the option to buy this additional land anytime they wanted for the price of $10,000. That land still had the easement on it and would have an easement on it for all time, or so long as Lower Saucon wants it to have the easement on it. So last year, the landfill company said, hey, you know, that option that we bought 25 years ago, well, we want to exercise it now, and here's our check for $10,000, give us the deed. We took a look at that, talked with the council solicitor about it, and gave them the deed. They bought that power back in 1998. So, in terms of controlling the future of that land or what happens, it's in the hands of Lower Saucon Township, because they hold the easement, have the power to enforce it. And we shared that information with the attorney for the environmental group. I understand their good faith in trying to find other ways to try to enforce it, or creative ways or something like that. Good luck to them, but we're not the boss of Lower Saucon Township. We give up our rights to Lower Saucon Township. Back in the 90s, council back at that time voted on all this and approved all of this. I just think it's the wrong forum. I think their arguments are more properly made to Lower Saucon Township, which holds the authority.
Thank you, Mr. Spurk. Mr. Reynolds, did you want to add something before
I would add to that. The option that they exercised, we did not have a choice about. It was part of that contract from 25 years ago. And when Mr. Spurk says we, he's obviously referring to we being the city of Bethlehem. Mr. Spurk was neither the solicitor at the time. I was in 10th grade. This was not a situation where we chose this. I think all of us in this room, share the same wishes here. It's obviously not something that on a personal level we want to see. This is information that we have tried to share over and over again. I was hoping everybody had stuck around that had spoke, so they would be able to carry that information on with them going forward, both for city council's sake and for our sake. But, you know, and I know Ms. Shields has been working on this a lot as well and has also shared that opinion, that this was the exercising of an option from 25 years ago. If they exercise that option 5 years from now or 10 years from now or 15 years from now, now at this point I'm just hypothesizing, but I think part of the idea 25 years ago was that Lower Saucon Township wasn't going to have supervisors that were going to be willing to end the easement. I think that was what probably people thought 25 years ago, was that in a democracy, people get elected, and they would hope that the people that elect them And I think one of the speakers had referenced earlier about, you know, the politics of whoever's on the board or not, or the supervisors and things like that, which is obviously an issue for democracy and for Lower Saucon. And I understand the frustration, but this is not something by which city council or the city administration are able to do, is end the idea of a contract in America. That's not the way they work. And I think we were all disappointed that 25 years ago that decision was made. I think we're disappointed that the current, it appears to be the current will of the current elected officials in Lower Saucon to do away with that easement and to move forward. I do believe, and this is, that it is a process by which, you know, as we've learned a little bit about it, is that it would, you know, I think there's regulatory stuff that is going to have to go before other boards in coming years that has not yet been determined, because they haven't necessarily said how much of the land they're going to use or whatever that looks like. So that doesn't preclude future commenting on it or future ability, but people don't necessarily know exactly what that's going to be. So even as people that are adjacent to the decision makers, we are just not in that position right now, but obviously it's something we will continue to pay attention to and utilize our leverage if any arises. But on the selling of this option, it was not something that we had any choice about. That decision was made 25 years ago.
Thank you, Mayor Reynolds and Mr. Spurk, for that. And I appreciate everyone who came out tonight. And I'll be honest, I was educated on some of these things going on. I have been paying the closest attention to it. But so just to clarify, starting with the easement, the city gave those easement rights over to Lower Saucon. This land is in Lower Saucon Township, and the city gave those easement rights over to Lower Saucon Township back in 1994.
Yeah, the township not only has its own regulatory authority with planning commissions and zoning, they have that control over the property, but also own the right to limit and restrict any future development because of that easement.
And then as it relates to the option, even though the transaction may have been executed last year, it's irrelevant that the transaction or the agreement that was made in 1998 gave them rights, like someone mentioned, in perpetuity, that whether it be last year, next year, 10 years from now, that contract has already been made.
Yeah, it gave the rights because they bought it. Yeah. As part of the $26.1 million was the right to buy that additional property at that $10,000 price.
And we just happened to be the unlucky people that had to sign it when they decided to take it over.
So, and maybe you can't answer this, and if someone else would have approached the city in between then and now and said, I want to buy this, did the city have the right to sell to them, or you had to go to who already had the option?
That's correct.
Yeah, understood.
Just like the guy who owned the parking lot next to the bar, right? He couldn't sell it for 6 months because they bought the right to do that. In this case, they bought the right in perpetuity.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Spurk, for that information and for clarifying. If any other questions, are you open to other questions? Does council have any other questions that Mr. Spurk may be able to answer from the city's perspective as it relates to this? Ms. Cramsey-Smith, that's your hand up.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So now I understand that we have no control because we don't own the property, we don't know easements. I'm wondering, as a city, can we do anything as far as putting forth like support against the expansion based on environmental concerns, as well as I know a gentleman brought up concerns about the effect it's going to have on our water sewage treatment system, and will that tie into perhaps like our environmental advisory council?
Well, you know, as I said, we're not the boss of Lower Saucon Township, but I understand that the citizens group is exploring other avenues to, as a citizens group, we're trying to enlist other people to perhaps join their lawsuit, something like that, as perhaps any citizen could, or any group could, but I just feel like that ship has sailed for us in the 90s.
Okay. I guess I just mean, like in the past, we've written maybe letters of support or lack of support for different initiatives, be it, you know, at the state level, local level. So that's what I'm getting at, just as far as expressing our support for or against this.
Oh, certainly, yeah, can always do that, yeah.
And Ms. Cramsey-Smith, I'll just interject. That's something that, independent of the administration, council, if council chose to, and it was the will of council, council can draft a resolution or letter of support or letter against something like this to be communicated to Lower Saucon Township.
I think council, back in the day, wrote a letter to end the Vietnam War or something like that. I'm not joking.
So that's what did it.
There was a sentiment here. Yeah. And so council has periodically expressed its wishes on important issues. And certainly appropriate if council deems it.
Did you have any other questions, Councilwoman?
No, I don't.
Any other questions or comments from members of council while we're still on the mayor's report? Well, again, thank you, Mayor Reynolds.
Yeah, and I would just add to that, obviously, as that situation unfolds, depending on, it's not just a right now situation, but depending on what the plans look like, what they're talking about, what it's going to entail, obviously, as those things become clearer, then it becomes an opportunity for us to have more information to be able to understand what the impact could be on the city. But I guess I would end this topic by saying, it's like, make no mistake, like, we are obviously not happy about it, and it is something that goes back to that deal. It's unfortunate, but we would hope that we, as we have continued to lay out what the facts of this information are, that it will continue to get shared with those that speak before bodies as far as what the next step is. And then just two other quick things, Mr. Clone. One is that Mr. Alcohol can certainly stick around to talk about some of the issues and plans that we have discussed about what to do about that bathroom over there at Skate Plaza. It's something that we have spent a significant amount of time on, and Mr. Alcohol can certainly have that conversation. And then also, just to finish off the other conversation, I believe tomorrow is when the applicant for the Hanover Avenue property is going before the Zoning Hearing Board, and Mr. Deschler from the City Legal Department will be there to weigh in on some of our comments and concerns on the development that are similar to ones that we had raised at the Planning Commission. But Mr. Deschler will be there on behalf of the administration to share some concerns we have as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to the report from our Finance Committee, Dr. Enix.
Yes. The Finance Committee met tonight, Tuesday, February 21st, 2023, at 6 p.m. in Town Hall. The committee discussed and voted on 7 agenda items, amending the general fund related to the several, number one, amending the general fund related to several adjustments. Number two, amending the general fund related to several adjustments. And number three, amending the non-utility capital improvement fund. Number four, amending the water capital fund budget. Number five, amending the sewer capital fund budget. Number six, amending the CDBG home budget. And number seven, amending the stormwater fund budget. Committee votes were taken on each of the 7 agenda items. The committee voted to recommend placement of appropriate bills on tonight's council meeting agenda for each agenda item. The 7 bills are on tonight's agenda for first reading. Gwendolyn Enix, Chair, Finance Committee.
Thank you, Dr. Enix. Before we move on to ordinances for final passage, I skipped over Communication 6E because the award is to the same company. So I'm going to ask Mr. Miller to read Communication 6E into the record.
February 16, 2023, memorandum with an attached resolution from Michael Alcohol, Director of Public Works, recommending a contract with Herbert, Rowland, and Grubick Incorporated of King of Prussia. Contract was entered into in September of 2022 with the firm for $21,767 to design improvements to the Craig Avenue Swale Project. Amendment number one for an additional $4,190 will add limited engineering oversight services during construction. Total cost will now be $25,957. Completion deadline is December 31st, 2023. There are no renewals.
Thank you. And Resolution 10E is on tonight's agenda. So continuing on to our ordinances for final passage, I'll ask the clerk to read Bill 6, 2023.
The ordinance authorizing the vacation, discontinuance, and striking from the city's general plan of streets of a portion of 2nd Avenue in the 10th Ward of the City of Bethlehem, County of Lehigh, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Bill 06-2023 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Wilhelm.
Any discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Continuing on to our new ordinances, we'll read Bill 7-2023.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2023 General Fund Budget. Bill number 07-2023 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Lynn.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Bill 8.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2023 General Fund Budget. Bill number 08-2023 is sponsored by Dr. Nicholas Leon.
Any discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 6-0. We'll read Bill 9-2023.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2023 capital budget for non-utilities. Bill number 09-2023 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Clerk will read Bill 10-2023.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, County of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2023 capital budget for water utilities. Bill number 10-2023 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Bill 11-2023.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2023 capital budget for sewer utilities. Bill number 11-2023 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 6-0. We'll read Bill 12-2023.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2023 Community Development Block Grant Budget. Bill number 12-2023 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Bill 13-2023.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2023 Stormwater Fund Budget. Bill number 13-2023 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Moving on to resolutions, the clerk will read Resolution 10A.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, in accordance with the Municipal Records Manual, hereby authorizes the disposal of the Controller's Office public records as set forth in Exhibit A. Resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Resolution 10B.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and/or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Keystone Engineering Group for evaluating and recommending system upgrades to the SCADA uninterruptible power supply at the water filtration plant. Resolution sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Blum?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Clerk will read Resolution 10C.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and/or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Garden State Fireworks Incorporated to provide the 4th of July fireworks show. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passed 6-0. Resolution 10D.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and/or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Herbert, Rowland, and Grubeck Incorporated to add engineering oversight services to an existing contract involving the Johnston Detention Basin Improvement Project. Resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Clerk will read Resolution 10E.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, the Mayor and Controller and/or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Herbert, Rowland, and Grubeck Incorporated to add engineering oversight services to an existing contract involving the Craig Avenue Swale Improvement Project. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. And our last agenda item, Resolution 10F.
Certificate of Appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature, Bethlehem Resolution is hereby granted for 77 West Broad Street, number 17, to install 4 Pella Lifestyle casement windows. Resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 6-0. Before we adjourn tonight, any new business for members of council?
Thank you. I just want to briefly commend Sarah Satullo from the Department of Community Economic Development and the first meeting of the Bethlehem Comprehensive Housing Strategy Committee. This was in my role as liaison to the Bethlehem Housing Authority. I was asked to join this committee, which includes stakeholders from community organizations, some of our largest employers and landowners, including the universities and the hospitals. It's a really great group of people for whom the first meeting entailed getting the data together so that everybody's on the same page in terms of what the issues are on the issue of housing affordability in our city, and also with also a regional lens. And so this is part of the whole comprehensive housing strategy process. It's not an end point, it was very much a beginning point, but I really appreciated the opportunity to have a very firm grasp on the data and to really understand the multifaceted issues involved in this, that it's not just one kind of housing that we need, that it's not just one place, one area of the city, one type of person, one type of dwelling, that it's really a very, very multifaceted issue. So again, looking forward to more data, more discussion, and moving that process along. And that was all really I had to say.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Any other new business from our council as well?
This is not what I was planning on saying, but since Ms. Kwiatek mentioned it, I will just sort of add to that the meeting that was held for the public was also extremely informative, very well attended, and we received lots of great feedback and input from members of the public who attended, and so I'd like to add my commendations there. And I wanted to mention to Ms. Cramsey-Smith, as the liaison to the Environmental Advisory Council, you had mentioned them in your earlier comments, and they had drafted and issued a statement on the landfill. And I just wanted to say to you, if you haven't had a chance to see it, I can make sure that you do. But that has happened. I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
that's all.
Thank you, Ms. Wong. Any other new business from members of council tonight? Well, again, thank you to Troop 302 for coming out tonight. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. And get home safely, everybody. Have a good night.